Did you know there's something called hidden jobs? These are jobs you find in places other than where you expect to find them, like job search websites. Have you heard about hidden jobs before? No? You're not alone. Many people miss out on hidden jobs. And studies show that hidden jobs make up to 75% of all available jobs. Knowing how to find these jobs can open up significant opportunities for you if you are job hunting. Welcome to the New in Sweden podcast, a podcast where we explain, give tips, and provide good advice on job searching and working in Sweden. The podcast is aimed at those who are new to the country. Today's episode is all about hidden jobs. We will explain how to find jobs that aren't always advertised. I'm Ziza Madani, joined by my colleague Per Axelsson, both working here at the Swedish Public Employment Service. Hi Per! Today we're going to talk about hidden jobs. Any guesses about what that is?
Hi Ziza. To me, hidden job sounds like secret jobs, not visible. But I understand it must mean something else. So please explain.
Well, it's good to know what a visible job is, something you can see. Visible jobs are found where you expect to find them, like on Platsbanken or other job search sites where you always see ads.
Ah, okay, I get that. But how do you find hidden jobs?
Well, when it comes to finding hidden jobs, you need to think a bit differently. Think about connections.
So I guess, for example, my network can lead to hidden job because I've gotten jobs in the past that weren't advertised.
Yes, exactly. Your network is an excellent way to find hidden jobs. Often, it's enough to ask your friends and contacts to keep an extra eye out for available positions, maybe where they work. When a job opens up, they will think of you and recommend you for the job.
Yes, and that's exactly what happened to me before. And while we're on the topic of networks, I have actually helped friends find jobs. They use social media, especially LinkedIn, where they stated they were looking for a job. When I saw that they were looking for a job, I kept that in mind and recommended them to apply for a position I knew about.
Good job, Per. Social media can be used in many ways. Firstly, to seek help from your network on social media. Secondly, to connect with and follow different companies. This way you will know when jobs are announced. You can also join groups, for example, on Facebook related to your industry.
Right. And you can search for hashtag job opening or hashtag job in and the city you live in. If you want to know more, we have a podcast on this and several webinars. Just search for social media on arbetsförmedlingen.se/play.
Exactly. But another way to find hidden jobs is through research.
What do you mean by that?
Doing research means you should Google, read daily and industry newspapers, check the news, and see what's happening in the city where you want to work. There's one thing I want you to keep an extra eye on. What new things are starting up? Is it a new sport arena, a new store, or perhaps a new school?
Ah, I think I know what you're getting at. So, for example, if it's a store opening up, it means a lot of new jobs in the cashier, warehouse, or deli. By being aware of this, you're a step ahead and can send your applications before everyone else.
Well done, Per. Another thing you can do is to see opportunities when you are in a store, a workshop, or a school. If you see something you can do, ask directly to speak with the person in charge.
Ah, and this reminds me of a situation.
Tell me.
Well, if you're in a grocery store and it's crowded with people shopping and the queues are growing, they might need staff. Take the opportunity to promote yourself. ask if they need some extra help.
Yes, exactly. You see an opportunity and how you can contribute to solving it.
I used to apply for jobs spontaneously when I was young. I walked around with my CV and cover letter. Sometimes it worked. What was so good was that no one else applied for those jobs because they weren't advertised. I had no competition. And I think it's the same today, right?
That's right. And then we must not forget that there are other places where you can find hidden jobs. Paper ads on companies' windows, for example. Or you can register with recruitment and staffing agencies. They will contact you if your profile matches a specific job.
Yes, hidden jobs are everywhere, as you say. It might be about looking outside the box, looking in places other than Platsbanken and regular job search sites.
Yes. So what do you say? Is it clear now what the hidden job is?
Much clearer. It's simply about always being ready because you never know when a hidden job comes up. So, if I summarize all the good things you have said, it's about 1. Looking for jobs that may not exist yet. For example, a school starting up in the city you live in. It means many jobs. 2. Daring to apply for jobs spontaneously. 3. Talking to your contacts, both in real life and on social media. That's a lot to gain there.
So well summarized, Per. Let's end today's episode. And to those listening, dare to try one of these and see how it goes. We will talk to you in the next episode. Take care.
You have been listening to the New in Sweden podcast by Arbetsförmedlingen. You can find all previous episodes at arbetsförmedlingen.se/play. If you have any questions, tips or ideas, please email us at podcast@arbetsförmedlingen.se. This episode was produced in the winter of 2024.